Hey, my friend, welcome along to the Nutrition Nuggets podcast, helping you get clarity on nutrition. I'm your host, Dale Pinnock, Sunday Times best-selling author, nutritionist, and creator of the Culinary Medicine College. Every episode here in the podcast, we dig deep on the subject of nutrition to give you clarity, to give you answers, and to expand your knowledge. Hey, my friends, how you doing? Hope you guys are well. Just a little quick Friday check-in session with myself. I just really wanted to check in with everyone, see how you guys are doing, see how you're all holding up. It seems we're kind of going into like another sort of wave of uncertainty, another level of darkness and despair. You kind of look at everything that's going on around. You look at all the headlines. You look at all the madness that's going on. People's attitudes are starting to change again. I mean, I think we had a time of, you know, of real hope, a time of really starting to feel that things were changing, that we were moving in the right direction. But then you look at everything that's starting to happen now. People are talking about second waves and stuff like that. I'm not even going to get into anything about COVID. That's just not my place to talk about. But with all of that, I'm starting to see people kind of starting to lose hope again. And certainly what I found in my own day-to-day work and with social media and things like that is people are starting to lose their kind of desire to, and their commitment, I think that's probably the best word, losing their commitment to staying healthy, to their fitness regimes, to their diet and their lifestyle. So I just wanted to have a little chat about that. It's very easy when, excuse me, first thing in the morning. Now, it's very easy when so much is going wrong around us to lose that commitment, to lose that focus, to lose that desire to want to kind of work towards our goals again, particularly when it comes to health and diet and nutrition, those kinds of things. Because, you know, there's so much of a comfort element that's associated with our diet. You know, so many people have emotional attachments to food and to certain ways of eating and doing things. And with the weather changing, with everything that's going on, people are just starting to move off track again. And I've had a lot of messages on Instagram, particularly people just needing help getting back in the game. They're like feeling really, really stressed out, feeling really disheartened, feeling really disconnected. And they want help. They want to get back to, you know, back to their goals and back into a routine. So really, I've just got one thing to say around that. And that is, you've probably heard me say it before, that is find your why. Find your why. What that basically means is try and remember the things that actually drove you to make that commitment to yourself in the first place. Think about what actually inspired you to make changes to your diet and lifestyle. For a lot of people, it can be a significant birthday. For some people, it can be a shock diagnosis after a checkup. For some people, it can be one day looking in the mirror and thinking, what the bloody hell is that? What's going on? I mean, that's the reality. We've all had that one. Whatever it is, in most situations, that sudden desire, that sudden wake-up call that you need to live a little bit healthier or that you need to make changes can hit quite hard. And when that happens, there's a lot of emotion there, and it's the emotion that drives us to actually make the change. So I want you to think about that. If you're struggling in this way, if you're struggling to stay on track, I want you to have a think about that. I want you to have a think about what made you make the decision to live a healthier lifestyle in the first place. What was the catalyst? What was the thing that actually started this whole journey off for you before COVID, before the madness, before the world went batshit? What actually started this whole journey for you? What emotions were there? You know, were they very, very strong positive emotions? Were they very, very strong negative emotions? both are equally as powerful. Both are equally as valid. Whatever those emotions were, those are the things to really try and tap into again. Think about how you felt at that time. So, you know, did you have a routine checkup and realize that your cholesterol was through the roof and maybe your, you know, something like HbA1c was really, really high. You thought you were healthy, but then you realized that you had markers of declining metabolic health. Was it, you know, one day you realized that you tried to put on a favorite item of clothing and it just ain't happening? Yep, been there. Whatever it is, think about that situation. Think about how you felt at that time and that emotion that actually triggered that change. Get back into that emotion. Start to feel that emotion again, because that emotion was the catalyst of change. That will help you carve out your why. When you start to actually reconnect with that emotion, the emotion is the rocket fuel that in times like this, when, you know, it seems like the entire world is against us, it's that strong emotion. It's that emotional drive that can actually power through and help you break through that wall and actually get back in the game. So make a few notes. Stick a post-it note on your computer. Stick some kind of visual reminder on your steering wheel, whatever. Just put little visual cues around the house, whether it's, you know, something that just is relevant to you. You could put like a single letter onto a post-it note. So it's just private. It's just a private thing to you, but it's a reminder. It could be an image. It could be whatever. Something that reminds you of that emotion that you felt at that time. So if you feel that you're waning, if you feel that you're going off track, if you feel that you're starting to get pulled off of that path again and you're losing your motivation, those visual cues can remind you of the emotion that you felt. The emotion that you felt will remind you why you made that commitment in the first place, and that will break through any of the nonsense. Okay, so look, that's just a little thing that I wanted to have a chat about, because so many of you have reached out to me that I just wanted to put that out there for anyone that's going through that. So have a fantastic weekend. We've got a great podcast coming up next week, next Friday, with Emily English, all about genetic testing. You're going to love that one. So have a fantastic weekend. Stay healthy, stay positive, and I will speak to you soon.